Ted Kennedy, the administration's anemic economic proposals need more beef if they're serious about stopping the recession, reviving the economy, and investing in America. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Bush administration is taking a risky gamble with the health of the economy. For the past 18 months, while the economy slid from mild recession into near depression, the administration followed that old discredited Republican laissez-faire ideology. Don't just do something, stand there. I know you hard-line Republicans like to tough it out, Al, just like Herbert Hoover in the 1930s, who kept saying prosperity was just around the corner as the country sank deeper into the depression. The good news is, President Bush has finally rejected that do-nothing advice. The bad news is he's doing too little. We need stronger action to stop the recession and jumpstart the recovery. Democrats understand that, Al. Why don't Republicans?
Wipe away the cobwebs and the crocodile tears, Ted. For all the years of his administration, George Bush has been banging on you Democrats in Congress to help him out on the economy. Every year he has asked for the power of a line-item veto to cut wasteful spending. Every year he's called for a lower tax on investment capital. Ted, sound doesn't travel in a vacuum, and I guess that's the reason you guys haven't drummed this message through your thick heads. Inflation is at a decade low. So are interest rates. With the right help, the economy would swiftly bounce back. Ted, instead of your obsession of bashing Bush, why don't you give him a hand? The economic package he outlined asked for new unemployment benefits, tax cuts, tax credits, and slashes wasteful programs. If you Dems in Congress act by March 20th, we will begin to see signs of the recovery by fall. Or is that really what you're most afraid of, pal? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on HUD's new budget. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.